There ain't no place like this place, so this must definitely be the place. 2 hours of Christian music classics on the way. Streets of Gold is the program, and I'm your host, Larry Wayne. Time again to retro back to a particular year and count down the top 25 radio hits from that year. Today, we're going to go back, I mean way back, to the time before there were even contemporary Christian music charts. Yes, there was a time like that. And how did people decide what was number one and number two? Well, they took these darts and they just threw them at numbers on the wall. No, I'm kidding. Well, sort of. It's the top radio hits of 1977. You know, that's some 30-odd years ago. Now, we do have some radio monthly action. Thanks to our friend Lloyd Parker, who was able to provide us radio charts of when he worked at WNYG 1440 AM, Long Island, New York. So hopefully most of these songs were popular on other Christian radio stations back then. There were very few stations playing contemporary Christian music back in 1977, and there really wasn't much contemporary Christian music on the air in 1977. Man, how far we have come. So what was happening in 1977? Well, Jimmy Carter was sworn in as president, Star Wars hits the theaters, and look at the success of that movie over and over again. Apple Computers was founded, and the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, passes away. Yep, it was a long time ago. Finally, in sports, the New York Yankees defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers in the series. Now, on our survey, we have 11 male singers, only 2 female singers, 1 trio, 1 quartet, and 5 groups. And the Partridge and Pear Tree, we're going to leave off till Christmas time. 4 artists managed to land 2 songs on the survey, so let's kick off the program with number 25. Now, here's a band who was there at the very beginning of contemporary Christian music back in the early 70s, Gentle Faith, featuring Daryl Mansfield on lead vocals. Check this out, Jerusalem on Streets of Gold.
Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, why won't you believe in him? Don't you know, can't you see, your king is this man from Galilee? Israel, oh Israel, Messiah, can't you tell? Don't you know, can't you see, your king is this man from Galilee? Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, why won't you believe in him? Don't you know, can't you see, your king is this man from Galilee?
We'll be right back. with leaving always staring at us. We would have talked for hours, but the walls of time were there, ever closing in on us.
It is going to be so lovely when we go to heaven. We can't even imagine what's waiting for us there. David Meese, the number 24 radio hit from 1977 on Streets of Gold. Yes, we are reminiscing way back to 1977 on the program today. And coming in at number 23, a guy along with his brother who is with the mainstream group Mason Prophet. Here is John Michael Talbot, The New Earth on Streets of Gold.
And the time it will come when the world and the temple it will come in the spirit shower, and the temple will be our home, the spirit will freely flow, and the temple it will come to be forever standing. Lord's unbidden rain will be in every land, and the temple will be our home, the spirit will freely flow.
Jesus will come. Classics from the 70s and 80s.
The Imperial.
Of gold.
Sometimes we get discouraged. Blunders and failures in life pull us down. Now, but my friend, don't doubt his mercy, his grace and power make the sinner clean.
Streets of Gold and the Imperials. Now, that was before Russ Taff, before David Wills, featuring Sherman Andrus and Terry Blackwood. He's coming back. Number 22 for 1977. A little earlier than usual, but that's because it's time for our Streets of Gold bonus song. Now, the number one song on mainstream pop radio in 1977 was this song. It held the number one slot for an amazing 10 weeks. No other song during the 70s had that honor. Here's Debbie Boone and You Light Up My Life on Streets of Gold.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing. But now you've come along.
Streets of Gold and Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. As you know, Debbie would have a successful career in Christian music, landing at least a dozen songs on the top charts. I'm Larry Wayne, and today we are looking back to 1977, Grandpa, and the top radio hits from that year. I'm right in the front seat with you, too, on this ride. I want you to know that. We've got 21 songs to go on our way to number one. Come visit us sometime this week. Here's our website address, oja.net/streets. At the website, we've got a list of songs from past programs, and if you click Listen Live, well, that'll take you to our streaming audio site at Live365. Once again, website address, oja.net/streets. Don't be a stranger.